Tonight's special sports coverage on Fort Recovery Radio is being brought to you by
WPGW AM and FM Portland.
On your smartphone, WPGWradio.com, you just tap on Listen Live AM on your smartphone. That's WPGWradio.com. Tap on Listen Live AM on your smartphone. You can hear the Blackford game with Muncie Burris, the rest of the game there. Or if you can tune the radio in, 105.3 FM. Again, Rob Weaver here, along with Dave Kalp from Memorial High School. We'll talk with the head coach of the Fort Recovery Indians, Jim Melton, here in just a moment. The Indians tackling Parkway tonight. The two teams played earlier this year. It was a close one, with Fort Recovery winning on a last-second shot by Daniel Patch. We'll be back in just a moment.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canope from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. Whether you work in landscaping, farming, or construction, New Holland 300 Series skid steers and compact loaders are reliable workhorses that stand up to any challenge you face. We at K&L Tractor Sales can show you the many New Holland advantages that allow you to work more efficiently, like the patented Super Boom technology that delivers maximum reach at full height and easy servicing. Stop by K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery to see New Holland skid steer and compact track loader.
Hi, this is Jerry Kalp of Kalp Pharmacy, a locally owned Health Mart pharmacy. February is Heart Healthy Month, and Kalp Pharmacy is celebrating with a discounted lipid panel every Thursday in February starting at 9 a.m. Kalp Pharmacy in Fort Recovery is offering a discounted fee for the lipid panel of $20, which includes total cholesterol, triglycerides, HDL, and LDL. Registration is required, so pre-register at Kalp Pharmacy by calling 419-375-2092 today. Health Mart, taking the time to listen and care.
Mechanical work on cars, vans, and more. See Wayne Oil on Fortside Street, Fort Recovery, Ohio. Farmers, don't forget, Wayne Oil opens daily at 7 a.m. They have tires by Michelin, Firestone, Goodyear, and Mastercraft. Plus, Wayne Oil supplies home, farm, and industrial heating oil, too. Call Wayne Oil in Fort Recovery, 419-375-4256.
Back here at St. Mary's Memorial High School, home of the Rough Riders, we have Jim Melton with us, the head coach of the Fort Recovery Indians. It's sectional tourney time, and this is what you've been working for all year.
Yeah, guys are looking forward to this opportunity. It's been a long grind of the season, but we're ready for the new season. Everybody's 0-0. We're ready for a new season.
Well, tonight it's the Parkway Panthers, and you played them, obviously, in regular season play as a conference game, and that was a tight one.
Yeah, that was a tight one. I wasn't around for that when I was in the hospital back then. We got behind in that game, 12, 14 points. We got dug a hole and were able to fortunately climb out of it, and, the ball ended up in Daniel Patch's hands, and he threw it in at the buzzer, and, we'll take it. Oh, they're pretty, they are.
Well, that's for sure. And speaking of Daniel, he's had a problem with his elbow recently. How's he doing tonight?
Yeah, he'll get taped up and he'll be limited, but he'll at least be dressed and ready if we need him.
Okay, well, good to hear that. As you studied the film with Parkway before, things that you need to do to win this game?
Well, we got to keep Caden Slusher. We got to try to contain him the best we can. He ended up leading the MAC in scoring at 17.3 points per game. And, they've got a few other guys in Trent Rollins and Fletcher Smith, a couple other guards that can shoot it. And Gabe Schaaf, he's capable, and he's a leaper, and, he's a good rebounder. And then they got Riley Samples down inside, who's a power forward. So, they've got, Jacob Rogers off the bench. They got a nice team. I think they're better than what they're record shows.
Well, talk about your team received some honors recently for individual players. Talk about that.
Yeah, Owen Judy and Cale Rammel, their first team All-MAC, and then Logan Homan got honorable mention, and Owen got District 8 All-Stars, made that team, and those guys have worked hard for their personal accolades. We're not done. They're excited about these team goals that lies ahead of us. And right now, it's We got to take care of Parkway to achieve our sectional championship that we're after.
Yeah, I'm sure sectional championship's number one on the list there. Then we go on to the district from there. So, again, good luck tonight, and you're starting five this evening.
Starting five will be Landon Post at the point, Owen Judy and Cale Rammel on the wings, and then Caleb Evers as the power forward, and our center will be Logan Homan.
How's your team feel about playing here at St. Mary's?
Oh, they really, I don't think we care where we play. We want to play, get started here. We would have liked to have played at Coldwater, a little closer to home, travel-wise, but we played here before. And, you know, the guys know, you know, we're going to have to go deep in the tournament. We're going to play far away from home anyway, so we might as well start out this way anyway. So, you know, they don't mind the St. Mary's gym.
Well, Jim, hey, thanks so much. Good luck to you tonight, Guy.
Thank you.
Jim Melton, head coach of the Fort Recovery Indians. Indians taking on Parkway tonight in the first round sectional game here at Memorial High School. We'll be back in just a moment.
It seems like the most entertaining things on TV these days are those funny insurance commercials. Hi, I'm Connor Rammel with Fort Recovery Insurance. When it comes to insurance, you need someone who knows the difference between insuring a farm and an economy automobile. As your local agent for Ohio Mutual Insurance Group, I know that our area and our neighbors have unique needs. When it comes to insurance, think local. And if you want a funny joke, I'll do my best. Find us online at FortRecoveryInsurance.com.
Adrian Gruby of Fort Recovery would like to thank those of you who have placed your trust in Gruby Auctioneering and Chateau Real Estate for your auctioneering and real estate needs. Adrian Gruby also takes this time to salute the Fort Recovery Indians athletic teams. Thanks for representing our community in a way that makes all of us proud. Serving the Mercer and Jay County areas with the finest in auctioneering and real estate services, Gruby Auctioneering and Chateau Real Estate, Fort Recovery, Ohio.
Want to keep up and running acre after acre after acre? Then turn to genuine Case IH earth metal parts. They're made from pure raw materials with no recycled steel, resulting in a final product that's harder, stronger, and more flexible. Available at Hall Brothers and Fort Recovery. Genuine Case IH earth metal blades deliver consistent tillage performance in the field with less downtime spent replacing components. For more information, visit Hall Brothers, your local Case IH dealer in Fort Recovery today.
Back at Memorial High School in St. Mary's, Ohio. In the first game tonight, it was Lima Perry crushing Lima Temple by a score of 61-25. It was a running clock situation at halftime as Perry just dominating that game, Dave.
Yeah, I saw that the clock was running, and when I got here, the bus was pulling out, and I'm like, that didn't go so good. I was trying to find it on the radio somewhere, and I never could find it on the way over.
It's probably already over with.
Maybe so.
Some other games in the sectional. It was St. Henry beating Ada 73-55. And also it was Upper Scioto Valley defeating Waynesfield Goshen 43-30 in the other game that was played here in the sectional tournament. We'll be back here in just a moment.
Here at Hall Brothers, your local Case IH dealer, we want you to put the very best into your machine so you can get the very best out of your machine. Choose to use CNH Industrial Genuine Parts. Only CNH Industrial Genuine Parts are specifically engineered to fit and function perfectly with your Case IH equipment. They deliver the performance your business demands while giving you the durability your schedule depends on. So when you want to maximize your performance, go with the original. CNH Industrial Genuine Parts. To find CNH Industrial Genuine Parts, visit Hall Brothers in Fort Recovery.
Judy's Landscaping is ready to serve your landscaping needs. Whether you need a complete new lawn or landscape installation, or just a fresh new layer of mulch, Judy's Landscaping can handle all of your landscaping projects this season. Call Judy's Landscaping at 419-375-2304 or stop by Judy's office 2 miles north of Fort Recovery, Ohio, and see what's available for you. Call Judy's Landscaping, 419-375-2304. Judy's Landscaping would like to wish the best of luck to the Fort Recovery boys basketball team and player Owen Judy.
Back here at Memorial High School. Rob Weaver here along with Dave Kalp. Our studio producer back at the radio station is, again, Eric Catterly, and here at the game site for FortRecoveryRadio.com, Mr. Neil Spencer. Once again, if you're wanting to hear the end of the Blackford game, you need to go to 105.3 FM. That's 105.3 FM. Or you can go on your smartphone, WPGWRadio.com, and tap on the Listen AM, Listen Live AM at the top of the homepage there. Listen Live AM to listen to the Blackford Burris finish tonight. Always fun to start the tournament, that's for sure.
Yeah, it's a good time here, and I hope the Indians come out. I think we're going to be ready to play basketball, and, you know, Parkway jumped right on us when we picked our spot, and Coach said, you know, Parkway came right at us. They had a great game against us early in the year, and like you said, it went down to the last second shot. I'll be shocked, Rob, if we don't see the a little triangle and two here a little bit to start this game. And I think the Indians just got to come out poised and ready to go and just take over from the beginning is what I'm hoping.
Well, we'll see. It's not very much longer here. We'll be starting the game. The Family Dentistry Office of Dr. Thomas Banna would like to wish the Fort Recovery Indians the best of luck in tonight's basketball game with Parkway. Go get them, Indians, says the Family Dentistry Office of Dr. Tom Banta. Dr. Banna's staff includes Fort Recovery graduates Lori Ten and Chrissy Hart. Good luck, Indians, from the Family Dentistry Office of Dr. Tom Banna. Dr. Banna would love to be your family's dentist. He is accepting new patients. Our first quarter scoreboard sponsor tonight is Calp Pharmacy. Calp Pharmacy Health Mart, with locations in Fort Recovery, Union City, Indiana, and Bern, Indiana. Don't forget they have their weekly prescription program. They'll deliver your prescription to you on a weekly basis. Just ask a friendly Calp Pharmacy pharmacist if that's the right program for you. And I don't know who it wouldn't be the right program for. A nice convenience offered by Calp Pharmacy. Weekly delivery of your prescriptions. Having the introduction of the players here.
Yeah, I got starting lineups here for the Parkway Panthers. They're going to go with Gabe Schaefer. He's a gentleman that Coach talked about in the pregame a little bit. He's a 6'5 senior. Fletcher Smith is a 5'11 sophomore. He's going to be a guard. His number will be number 12. Caden Slusher, another kid that Coach talked about. He's a 5'10 senior. Trent Rollins is a 6'3 sophomore. And Riley Samples is a 5'11 senior forward. Those are the five starters for the Parkway Panthers. For the Indians, like Coach said, we're going to go with Landon Post, Owen Judy, Logan Homan, Cale Rammel, and then Caleb Evers will be our starting five, and we'll have Patchy off the bench here tonight, and I'm sure we'll see some of Troy, and I want to get off to a good start, Rob, and take over from the beginning.
Yeah, that's what, you know, we got too far behind in the other game we played against them. We did win the game, but right. You don't want to do that.
No, our last game against New Bremen, I didn't get a chance to listen to it. I turned it on, listened to Jeffrey O, and we were up 36-21. And I'm thinking, holy cow, man, I'm missing a good game here against New Bremen, and I'll be dang if they didn't come back and beat us.
Yeah.
So, you know, I no lead is too safe in this league, for sure.
Yeah, but then Bremen threw a press on the Indians. They just couldn't handle it.
Well, talking to Coach Bargie, we basically had seven turnovers in a row, Rob. That'll do you in a hurry.
That will definitely do you in a hurry. If we win tonight, we'll play on Friday night at 7:30 against Lima Perry. We'll be here to bring you the broadcast. I'm not sure I'll be here, but somebody will be here. And Dave, I assume you'll be here.
I do plan on being here on Friday night.
I think maybe Jeffrey O might get that assignment.
I hope that I hope we have the opportunity to play Friday night. That's for sure.
Yeah, it'd be disappointing if they don't.
Yeah, that's for sure. We've got a great group of kids and a lot of talent, but it's tournament, and you lose, you go home. We don't want to do that.
Indians having their pregame huddle. They're ready to roll.
I hope.
Again, Calp Pharmacy, our first quarter scoreboard sponsor. We'll be back with the start of the game in just a moment here on PG-14, J Country 101 Radio. Don't go away. We'll return right after we pause for this brief commercial break.
B&D Contracting Incorporated of Fort Recovery, Ohio, specializes in construction of custom residential houses, multifamily and condo units, also commercial and agricultural buildings, too. Dave Kalp of B&D Contracting and his employees have many years of experience to help you build any size project. He'll help you design your home or building from the design to finished product. Call Dave Kalp at B&D Contracting in Fort Recovery at 419-234-2976.
At the St. Henry Bank, we take pride in our community, its farming heritage, and its banking needs, and we're there for you when you need us. Whether you're looking for your next piece of farm equipment or the purchase of seed, fertilizer, or chemicals, the St. Henry Bank can make sure you have the cash flow when you need it most. The St. Henry Bank in St. Henry and Maria Stein, large enough to serve you, small enough to know you.
We take pride in taking care of you.
Visit us online at sthenrybank.com. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Hi, this is Jerry Kalp of Kalp Pharmacy, a locally owned Health Mart pharmacy. Are you looking for help to improve or maintain normal triglycerides and total cholesterol, LDL, and HDL levels? At Kalp Pharmacy, you can schedule a personal wellness consultation with a pharmacist who reviews your overall wellness, lifestyle, diet, prescriptions, and supplements currently taken. So visit your local Kalp Pharmacy today in Fort Recovery, Ohio, Union City, or Bern, Indiana, or call 419-375-2092 to schedule a fee-based consultation. Health Mart, taking the time to listen and care.
Don't lean too far over there, Dave.
Yeah, I was just checking out to see how many purple and white was down there, and I think the purple and white got the black and gold outnumbered here a little bit this evening, but this is a big gym. Takes a lot of people to fill it up.
Fort Recovery gets the tap to start the game. We're underway here. Owen Judy on the right to Caleb Evers. Back out top to Logan Homan. Over on the left side, it goes to Cale Rammel. Cale tries to get it to Caleb Evers down low. And stealing the ball away for Parkway was Caden Slusher. He's the guy, I hear.
Yep, he's leading the league in scoring in 17.8. Is that what Coach said?
Something like that. Inside shots, up no good, off the mark. Rebound Parkway. Back out top. Shots fired up. No good. Rebound Parkway again by Gabe Schaaf. Is it Schaaf or Schaaf?
I think it's Schaaf.
And they miss another shot. Fort Recovery gets lucky there.
Yeah,
and,
no kidding.
There was about four shots by Parkway. They couldn't get any of them to go down.
Maybe a little jitters here in the sectional tournament.
Caleb Evers back outside to Landon Post. Back to Caleb. He'll pass to Owen Judy. Goes down low. Stops. Goes around his man, puts it up. He's blocked. Nice job there by Gabe Schaaf. And here is a, I don't know what that was, but Cale Rammel came up with it down to Owen Judy. He'll lay it up, and he missed it. And a foul is going to be called on the Parkway Panthers on Slusher.
Well, I think he kind of got out of control down here on the Parkway end and just kind of threw one up there and airballed it to Cale, and Cale down to Owen quick, and Owen gets fouled.
Well, if the action we've seen here early is any indication, it's going to be a wild, woolly game.
Yeah, back and forth in a hurry.
No point, though. No moss growing on the rim, that's for sure. Into Caleb Evers, turns, fires, and he's going to be called for traveling. Had the ball inside where he wanted it to be, but got called for traveling.
Yeah, and he went up with that left hand, and a good block here by Samples.
No score in the game. They have a beautiful scoreboard here.
Yeah, they do. That is
never been here. Had to cost them thousands of dollars. Here's a drive. It's up and blocked by Caleb Evers on the shot by Fletcher Smith. Fort Recovery comes down with the ball. Here's Cale Rammel at the free throw line. Back outside to Owen Judy. Owen goes to Caleb Evers. Back over to Landon Post. Back on the left to Owen Judy. Can't get the three to go down. Indians had a great game against New Bremen the other night.
Oh,
just
man.
Let it get away at the end.
Yep, got a little sloppy with the ball, and that's all it takes. And New Bremen was hungry. They wanted to get a part of that MAC championship, and they did. They had to do it in overtime, but they got it.
Yeah, there were three teams that were tied for the MAC title this year, which is really unusual.
Yeah, Marion Rizales and New Bremen, and I did listen to a little bit of Marion's game on the way over here. They played Knoxville and won big time, 50-some to 20-some over Knoxville.
Parkway with the ball. We have no score, and there's a offensive foul on Parkway. Let's see who that's going to be on.
I think they caught it on number 12, but I'm not sure. Yep, Fletcher Smith. I think it was kind of a moving screen there a little bit.
It must have been.
He goes away from the ball.
Landon Post brings it down. He'll pass on the left to Kale Rammel. Rammel out top between the circles. Back on the left to Owen Judy. Judy around the top of the key. Drives in. He's unmolested. He got lost in the shuffle,
yeah,
and
sure
nobody
did.
Was there. He lays it in. Owen Judy with two. OJ gets us on the board first. Here's an outside shot by Slusher. He missed the three-pointer. Rebound comes to Owen Judy. Right side to Landon Post. Fort Recovery with the ball, leading 2-0 here in the Cal Pharmacy first quarter. Out top, Caleb Evers on the left side to Logan Homan. Back around the horn. There's K.L. Rammel. He drives in. Now feeds over on the left to Owen Judy. His defender falls down.
Nice.
And Owen drills it.
Yeah, that was good footwork by Owen. Dropped his guy there down to his knees and took an easy shot.
Easy shot. He's had two unmolested shots there, and he hit both of them. 4-0, thanks to Owen Judy. Parkway with the ball. Slusher with it out front. Looks like they are going to eat the clock maybe.
Well, I think they're trying to figure out what kind of defense we're playing.
Okay.
Now we come out to about a mid-court trap and just about got it.
Right side it goes. Back out top. There's Fletcher Smith with the ball. He'll pass off to, again, their star player, Caden Slusher. Here's a pass over in the left corner, and the ball's tipped away. I think that was Logan Homan.
Yeah, Logan got a hand on it, stripped it away. Turnover number two for Parkway.
Way to go, Logan. Here's Kale on a three. No good. Rebound comes down to Parkway, and a foul's going to be called on Landon Post.
Yeah.
They say he reached in there and fouled Gabe Shafe.
Yeah, he kind of did when he brought the ball down on the rebound, trying to strip it away, and that was no doubt foul.
Timeout is called on the court. Score, Fort Recovery 4 and the Parkway Panthers nothing. We'll return in just a moment. In the first quarter, brought to you by Cal Pharmacy.
Hello, I'm Kenny Cano from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. Building the future starts with the right tools. That's why you should ask us at K&L about the hardworking, dependable constructed equipment from New Holland, including skid steer loaders, compact track loaders, loader backhoes, tractor loaders, compact excavators, and compact wheel loaders. Every New Holland model offers clean, responsive power, built-in comfort and versatility that helps you master any job, any challenge, anytime. Learn more. Stop by K&L Tractor in Fort Recovery today.
All of this cold weather has led to a lot of daydreaming while being stuck inside. With positions open in all Cooper Farms locations, we would love to work with you to help create the career you've been dreaming of all winter. Here at Cooper Farms, we want to help put you in the position to work the way you want to, without sacrificing pay or benefits. Go to our website, CooperFarmsJobs.com, to learn more about how you can start a career at a company that is more than just a workplace. Cooper Farms, more than a workplace.
Back here at Memorial High School at St. Mary's, Ohio. Radio Rob along with Dave Couch. High school basketball tonight in the sectional here at Memorial. Fort Recovery leading 4-0. The first game was won by Lima Perry, and was it ever, as they crushed Lima Temple Christian.
The Parkway very tentative on taking a shot. They've had a couple open looks and just passing it up here. There's one.
Shots fired up and good.
Good shape on that one. Three-pointer.
That makes the score 5-3 as Parkway gets their first basket of the evening. Shafe again hitting that one. Fort Recovery with the ball out to Landon Post on the right side to Owen Judy. Almost lost his footing. Right side to Caleb Evers, and his pass, tried to pass it off, and it's tipped away by Parkway. Panthers have the ball, trailing only by 2, 5-3. Cal Pharmacy first quarter. We have 2 minutes and 32 seconds to go. There's a three-point shot. No good.
Oh, that's got to be a foul. No.
Rebound, and they're going to say Owen Judy got the rebound. They're going to call a foul on the Parkway Panthers.
Yeah, I thought it was over the back in the original rebound, and then Owen came in, stripped it away, and then he got fouled.
Trent Rollins, I believe, got called for the foul. His first. So, though the Indians will bring it down full court. No pressing by Parkway at this point in time. 4-3. Doug Hughes, he's been at Parkway a long time here now. Right side, Owen Judy. And he tried to pass it to Cale Ramel. It's intercepted by Gabe Schaefer.
Well, that's four turnovers here in the first quarter, and that's unacceptable here for the Indians. And kind of sloppy passes.
Parkway with the ball after the steal. Slusher, he'll pass off over on the left. Down underneath the Slusher, looks, dribbles, now dumps it off. Laying it up and in, Gabe Schaefer. That ties the game at 5-5.
Well, that gives them a one-point lead.
Oh, yeah, it gives them a one-point lead, 5-4. We got to figure out this scoreboard here.
It is kind of tricky.
Landon Post with the basketball back outside to Cale Ramel. Three-point shot doesn't go. It's too short. Rebound tried to, Landon Post tried to save it. Went into the hands of Parkway. Right side, in, up, no good. Rebound comes down to Daniel Patch. He's in the game now. With his elbow all taped up. He hurt his elbow in pitching last summer, and it flared up again the other day. So he missed Minster. I don't know that he played in the New Bremen's game.
I didn't hear him in the game at New Bremen either.
Left side, Daniel Patch. Back out top to Cale Ramel. Drives the lane and scores. Cale Ramel makes it 6-5. The Indians on top by one. Owen Judy has four, and Cale Ramel has two. And Parkway throws it away. Cale Ramel picks it up, heaves it down to Owen Judy. He puts it up, no good, and the ball goes out of bounds. Going to be given to Fort Recovery.
Yeah, both teams a little sloppy with the ball here. Four turnovers for the Indians, three for the Parkway Panthers, and coach is not going to be happy with that.
Cale Ramel looked like he might be limping a little bit. I hope not.
I didn't see that, but
Landon Post will toss it in here for the Indians in the Cal Pharmacy first quarter. Don't forget, Cal Pharmacy's Fort Recovery location is open extra hours during the week, Monday through Thursday until 7 and Fridays until 6. Cal Pharmacy in Fort Recovery. Cale Ramel on the left to Owen Judy. Owen pops the shot. No good. It's too long. Out of bounds. That's unusual for Owen to miss
that. Yeah, that was a full-fledged air ball right over the rim and out of bounds. Coach Melton going to take time out here with 19.8 seconds left here in the first quarter.
6-5. Indians leading by one. We'll be back in just a moment.
Comes to quality building materials for your construction or remodeling project, you can always depend on the Fort Recovery Lumber Company. Fort Recovery Lumber carries the finest in lumber of all types, and if you need a project design, the professionals at Fort Recovery Lumber Company can do that too, and then provide you with quality building materials to construct your project. The Fort Recovery Lumber Company, Fort Recovery, Ohio, serving area residents for more than 100 years.
Made a few trips in there to Fort Recovery Lumber Company.
A time or two.
Parkway with the basketball as they bring it up. Over on the left side it goes to the Panthers. Who is 50 anyway?
Number 50 for Parkway is not on the board. Yeah. Must be a JV player.
There's a foul called on Parkway.
It's a Stearns. Last name is Stearns, and he's not on the roster.
Okay. So we know.
First initial P, T. Stearns.
At least we know. How about Tom?
Tom Turns.
That's the end of the quarter. 6-5 the score. The Indians leading by one at the end of the first quarter of play. Brought to you by Cal Pharmacy in Fort Recovery, Union City, Indiana, and Bern, Indiana. We'll return in a moment here on PG-14, J Country 101, right after we pause for this.
J.R.
Manufacturing is a proud sponsor of Indian Athletics, one of the world's leading suppliers of automotive safety and seating products. JR Manufacturing is a dynamic and rapidly growing company offering many employment opportunities for top-notch talent. Find specific openings for employment on the Hometown Opportunities website or jrmanufacturing.net. JR Manufacturing, a big company with a hometown touch. Best wishes to the Fort Recovery Indians.
I want you to review the scoring. It won't take you a whole lot of time to do
that. No, absolutely not. Owen Judy with the bucket and Kale Rammel with a bucket in the first quarter for the Indians for a total of six. And all 5 points came from Gabe Schaaf in the first quarter for the Panthers. He hit a deuce and a tray and for a total of five. Pretty low scoring there, 6-5 at the end of 8 minutes. Trevor Stearns is the young man's name that came in. He's not on the program.
Not on the printed program.
No.
Our second quarter is brought to you by K&L Tractor Sales and Service, your New Holland and Foss Farm Equipment dealer. K&L Tractor Sales and Service, State Route 49, the south edge of Fort Recovery. Parkway with the ball to start the second quarter. Indians lead 6-5. There's Slusher firing, and he misses. That's a good sign. He's been off tonight.
Yeah, he is off. A nice rebound there by Patchy. Give him two for the evening.
Landon Post has the ball on the right side. He'll dribble, passing on the right to Owen Judy. Back out to Daniel Patch. Logan Homan on the left to Landon Post into Caleb Evers. He's fouled going over the back, over the top of him.
I think it was Gabe Schaaf.
Yep. Gabe Schaaf. They're saying Schaaf on the PA Schaaf system. So I guess we'll call him Schaaf. I have no idea. It's Fort Recovery with the ball. Not a shooting foul there. Here's Logan Homan. Drives to the hole. It's stripped away from him, and now a foul is going to be called on Fort Recovery.
Yeah,
I think on Homan. Yep, Homan gets called for the foul.
Yeah, he lost the ball, and that was a frustration foul. Turnover number five, and a foul on Logan, his first.
Check out the Great Plains TurboMax, a vertical tillage tool for all seasons, available at K&L Tractor Sales and Service in Fort Recovery, Ohio. Parkway with the ball. They trail 6-5. Very low-scoring game so far. Here's Slusher with the ball. He'll pop the shot and miss it. He's just not on tonight.
Nope, he's not. Another rebound for Kale.
Leading scorer in the MAC Conference, and he hasn't scored yet. I don't think, has he?
That's okay. No, he has not.
Kale Rama on the left to Landon Post. Post dribbling. Feeding over to Owen Judy. Right side to Logan Homan. Here's Judy driving, scoring. He has 6 of our 8 points. Owen Judy puts 2 in. That makes it now score of 8-5.
Another breakdown there for the Panther defense and wide open for him.
There's a 3-point shot. No good. Kale Rammel got the rebound down to Logan Homan. He'll sidestep, driving in. No good. Got his own rebound. No good. Rebound's tipped out of bounds, and they're going to give it to Fort Recovery. I think that might have been touched by Caleb Evers, but I'm not going to say that.
Well, I thought maybe it was too, but we'll take the ball.
Parkway's just not hitting anything here. We're not exactly.
I was going to say we're not lighting
them up.
We're not lighting fires.
Outside to Logan Homan on the left to Owen Judy. Back out top to Kale Rammel. Now Owen Judy on the left side. It goes to Landon Post. Landon cross-court pass to Logan Homan. Looks for a teammate. Now he dumps it inside to Kale Rammel. Rammel double team, dumps it out to Logan Homan.
That could have been a double dribble.
Might have been. Here's Kale Rammel firing and missing. Rebound out of bounds. It's going to be given to Parkway. Nobody touched it.
Nope.
The winner here will play Lima Perry on Friday evening at 7:30.
They're a pretty solid ball club.
Yes, they do. They crushed Lima Temple tonight. About 40 points. Could have been a lot worse. Slusher with the ball out front. He had just had an off game for him. I shouldn't say that because he'll probably start hitting everything. There's a 3-point shot, and he missed it. He just can't hit anything.
No, so far, let's keep it that way. Another rebound for Kale. Kale's got 5 boards here in the first half.
Owen Judy on the right side. Stops, turns, fires, hits. Owen Judy with 8 points tonight. Way to go, Owen. Cross-court pass over on the left side. Back out top. Slusher with the basketball for Parkway. Again, Caden Slusher, leading scorer in the MAC conference this year. Right side down low. And Slusher gets it back, and they're going to call a foul on Fort Recovery.
It's going to be on Landon Post. That's going to be his second.
So here comes Troy Homan in the game for Fort Recovery, replacing Landon Post. Coach wants to protect it a little bit. Landon says, that was not my fault.
Yeah, Troy's going to bring a little defensive pressure, that's for sure.
And right Troy just stole the ball. Troy Homan with it down to Owen Judy. He scores 10 points for Owen. Indians lead 12-5, and Owen Judy has 10 of the 12. Timeout Parkway. We'll be back in a moment here in the K&L Tractor Sales and Service second quarter right after this.
Hello, I'm Kenny Cadote from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. For a tractor with big chore versatility and power, ask us at K&L Tractor in Fort Recovery about the 140 to 165 horsepower T7 series tractors from New Holland. They're the all-around workhorse you need for loading, haymaking, mixing feed, and spreading manure. They offer choice of transmissions and unmatched versatility to power implements on front or back. Plus, you work your best in the quiet comfort of a Horizon cab. See us at K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery today.
Moore's Welding and Steel, just north of Fort Recovery on State Route 49, would like to salute the Fort Recovery Indians on a winning season. Moore's Welding is an expert in commercial welding and steel fabrication with a portable shop that can come directly to your farm or business. When you need specialized welding and brazing or steel fabrication, the place to go is Boers Welding, just 2 miles north of Fort Recovery on State Route 49. And proud of our Fort Recovery Indian basketball teams. Boers Welding.
We're at Memorial High School at St. Mary's, Ohio. Score is 12-5. Indians on top here in the sectional first round game over the Parkway Panthers. Fort Recovery beat Parkway in the regular season on a last-second shot by Daniel Patch at the time, and Parkway just lost the ball. How many turnovers have they had?
Six.
Kale Ramo over to Troy Homan. It's been the Owen Judy show so far tonight.
So far, he's got 10 points.
Right side to Owen. He'll drive. He'll stop. Passes back out to Troy Homan. There's Kale Ramo. He'll dump it over to Logan Homan. He'll fire and hit.
Shot.
Logan Homan drills it.
Yeah, Logan with a floater there. That's a tough shot to make on the baseline and nothing but net.
His first basket this evening. 14-5 now. Indians on top by 9. We're in the second quarter of play with 3:50 to go in the half. Holding Parkway to 5 points at this point in time. Wow.
Yeah, I don't know what's going on. We're doing a lot of mixing here with our defense, that's for sure. And there's another steal by Troy, and he steps out of bounds.
Almost a steal.
Yep.
Tried to steal it away from Slusher, Caden Slusher, but couldn't quite grab it from him.
I don't know if you noticed, but, I mean, we're switching our defenses up almost on every possession. And they come down and think they're going to run a motion offense, and then we're in a zone, and then we're going to be in a man, and then they just...
Daniel Patch came in for the Indians. There's a shot up and no good by Gabe Schaaf. Or Schaaf. Here's a shot underneath. It's no good. Missing that one was Riley Samples, and the Indians come down with the rebound.
Kale with another board. Give him 6.
Troy Homan with the basketball. It's a pretty good rebound total for first half of play.
Yeah, you... kidding. He's cleaning the boards up down there.
Troy Homan with the ball. It comes around, passes over on the left. Inside to Daniel Patch. He'll stop. He'll go to the hole, and he's going to be called for traveling, I think.
Yep. I'm not sure he did. I thought he had that foot planted, but I can see where he thought it might have been a traveling. But when you're 6'9", you cover a lot of ground in a step.
Yeah. Pretty decent crowd on hand here at Memorial High School. Logan Homan will take a rest, and I think Caleb Evers came back in for the Indians. 14-5, Fort Recovery in the lead. Parkway with the ball here in the second quarter. Brought to you by K&L Tractor Sales and Service. If you need outstanding service for your farm machinery, you know where to go. K&L Tractor Sales and Service in Fort Recovery. Inside, it's no good. Rebound, Cale Rammel. As missing that shot was Chase Heitkamp. They just can't hit anything.
Well, I think Patchy might have got a little hand on that shot. He was right there in good defensive position.
Out top to Cale Rammel on the right side of Daniel Patch. He'll feed to Caleb Evers. Lobs it inside to Cale Rammel, who cut for the bucket. Tipped away by Parkway, but Troy Holman chased it down. Outside to Owen Judy. Troy Holman to Caleb Evers. On the left, it goes to Cale Rammel. Back out top to Daniel Patch. Cale Rammel on the left side. There's Troy Holman. Down to a minute 58 to go.
I'll say inside 2 minutes here and holding them to 5 points.
Inside to Cale Rammel. Left side to Daniel Patch, and he's going to miss that one. He can hit those, but and the Indians, looks like a held ball.
Yep, held ball situation. I thought the Indians were going to swipe it away from him there for a moment.
Goes to Fort Recovery on the alternating possession.
Well, that was a great job right there by Troy coming in there for that battle on that loose ball and gets his hands on it, wraps it up. Indians keep it.
And to Troy Holman. Left to Daniel Patch. Out top, it's stolen by, Cale Rammel got it back. Now up to Troy Holman. There's a foul. Troy Holman is fouled by Parkway's Chase Heitkamp. Out of bounds, no shooting foul there. That's the fifth team foul on Parkway. We're down to 1:33 left to go in the first half, and the Indians have held Parkway to 5 points. No points here in this quarter.
That's exactly right. I was just going to make a comment. You know what they had at the end of the first quarter?
Yep. It was 6-5 at the end of the first quarter, and now here we are at 14-5. Fort Recovery's holding the ball. They may be content to try to run the clock down, although Parkway's going to come out and pressure them a little bit.
Yeah, they want the ball back in a big way.
Owen Judy with it on the left side to Troy Holman. Well, you know, when you shoot the ball well, things go great. And when you don't, they don't.
Yeah, you gotta have a night like this every now and then. And Parkway not happy about it in tournament time, that's for sure. But only the first half.
Kel Rammel feeds off to Troy Holman. Down to 45 seconds now. Troy dribbling, and he is fouled by Slusher. That's his second, I think.
One for sure. Yeah, it's his first.
That's his first team foul, yep. Cale Rammel will toss the ball in for the Indians here. Comes in to Daniel Patch, back to Cale. Cale dribbles the ball, being guarded by Stearns. Feeds it over on the right side to Daniel Patch. Daniel dribbles back out to Caleb Evers. We're down to 28 seconds left to go in the first half now. Owen Judy with the ball. He's been the star of the half for the Indians with 10 points.
Well, I can't believe it, but we're going to take the last minute and 45 seconds off the clock and get the last shot here.
Troy Holman with the ball. Down to 8 seconds. There's Daniel Patch. Cross-court pass to Owen Judy. Owen will pop the three. Does not go. And that's the end of the first half of play as Parkway rebounds the basketball. The halftime score, amazingly, Parkway scored nothing in the second quarter.
That?
Indians lead 14-5 at the end of the first half of play. I wouldn't exactly say 14 is something to be hollering about, but hey, when you hold the other team to 5.
Yeah, I guess it's no different than 29-20, but it seems kind of odd to say 14-5 at halftime, doesn't it, Rob?
We'll be back to give you the halftime stats. We won't take Dave too long. 14-5 Indians leading here at halftime, thanks to K&L Tractor Sales and Service for being our second quarter scoreboard sponsor. We do remind you they have the Endurance line of litter spreaders available from BBI at K&L Tractor Sales and Service. In Fort Recovery, your New Holland and Kloss Farm Equipment dealer. Check them out. K&L Tractor Sales and Service, south edge of Fort Recovery on State Route 49. Well, we'll return in just a moment right after we pause for this.
mechanical work on cars, vans, and more. See Wayne Oil on Fortside Street, Fort Recovery, Ohio. Farmers, don't forget, Wayne Oil opens daily at 7 a.m. They have tires by Michelin, Firestone, Goodyear, and Mastercraft. Plus, Wayne Oil supplies home, farm, and industrial heating oil, too. Call Wayne Oil in Fort Recovery, 419-375-4256.
Welding and Steel, just north of Fort Recovery on State Route 49, would like to salute the Fort Recovery Indians on a winning season. Boers Welding is an expert in commercial welding and steel fabrication with a portable shop that can come directly to your farm or business. When you need specialized welding and brazing or steel fabrication, the place to go is Boers Welding, just 2 miles north of Fort Recovery on State Route 49. And proud of our Fort Recovery Indian basketball teams. Boers Welding.
Ever try to buy insurance online? Hi, I'm Connor Rammel with Fort Recovery Insurance. On the internet, it's hard to tell a computer your truck spends half its life in a field or that you keep your jet ski in a pole barn. Here, life's different than the big city or suburbs. So are our insurance needs. As your local agent for Ohio Mutual Insurance Group, we can address your concerns and a few you may not be aware of. Insurance done local. It's what we do. FortRecoveryInsurance.com.
Adrian Gruby of Fort Recovery would like to thank those of you who have placed your trust in Gruby Auctioneering and Chateau Real Estate for your auctioneering and real estate needs. Adrian Gruby also takes this time to salute the Fort Recovery Indians athletic teams. Thanks for representing our community in a way that makes all of us proud. Serving the Mercer and Jay County areas with the finest in auctioneering and real estate services, Gruby Auctioneering and Chateau Real Estate, Fort Recovery, Ohio. Back at Memorial High School in St. Mary's, Ohio, the Fort Recovery Indians leading here at halftime 14-5 and holding not only the Parkway Panthers to only 5 points, but their leading scorer, who has led the MAC conference in scoring this year, has 0 points.
That was a goose egg on him. Yeah, I tell you what, he had plenty of shots, and he just can't seem to get them to fall for him, like you said during the game. And, you know, they've got Gabe Schaff. For Gabe Schaff, he's got all 5 points for him, and he had them all in the first quarter. For the Indians, they're led by Owen Judy. He's got 10. And then Logan and Kale, they each have a bucket for two apiece to give us 14. Turnovers have been the thing. I was complaining a little bit about the Indians turning over the ball early, and then we kind of did a much better job in the second quarter. I think we only had one in the second quarter, but the Panthers, they kind of snuck in there with some more and struggled on a few possessions down the floor, and they've ended up with 6 turnovers unofficially. And rebounding-wise, the Indians are leading that 10-9, and Kale's got 7 of those rebounds. Patchy's got 2, and actually I missed that because Owen's got 2, I know for sure, and I missed one of them, so that gives us 11. But, you know, to hold that young man to 0 points and to hold the whole team to 0 points in the second quarter is quite phenomenal. I don't know if we saw that all year.
I mean, you know, Parkway's a team that I would consider to be certainly a decent MAC team, and wow, for them not to score at all in the second quarter, that is amazing.
Yeah, I think they're in there talking about that a little bit, and I'm sure Coach Hughes is saying, boys, we just got to relax a little bit. Seemed like a lot of their shots was long, didn't it? I mean, it seemed like they were going over the rim a lot, and our defense, you know, tip your hat to our defense. It's been pretty solid here in the first half, and like I said during the broadcast, we're mixing it up about every possession down the floor, and just kind of catching them off guard, you know, kudos to Coach Melton with that, because our boys we're on the same page and we're playing good D, and only a couple of times did I see us look around like, which defense are we in right now? But we just kept them off guard a little bit, and I think that's a benefit to the Indians, and I think we'll come out and we'll change some things up again, and you never know what we'll see in the second half. They did maybe 2 possessions, kind of ran a box and one on Owen a couple times. I don't know if you saw that, but
And I think on one of them, he actually scored.
The and with all that said, the lead is only 9. This is it. This is still anybody's game.
Oh, heck yeah. Well, you saw a crazy one last night, Rob, and I want to talk about that a little bit. I'm sure a lot of people from Fort Recovery saw the video of that young man and from Jay County hit a couple of threes last night to end that game, and I don't even know where they were playing or who they were playing.
Well, it was a home game, and it was against Winchester.
Okay.
And Jay County has a senior manager who's a Down syndrome kid, and Coach Baumholt of Jay County wanted to reward him and give him a start in the game last night. The kid, Luke Vormore, just loves basketball.
Yeah.
And so he didn't,
because I couldn't remember when we played him. He didn't dress then.
No.
Okay.
This is the first time that he's dressed.
Okay.
He didn't know he was going to dress until the team took him down with them when they went in at the end of the third quarter.
Oh, so they was all in on it. How cool is that?
Yeah, they were all in on it, and they told him, Luke, you're going to dress tonight, and they had a uniform all fixed up for him, number one, and he was just ecstatic about it, and they came out, they introduced him, of course, with the starting five, and the fans all just roared, and he went out and jumped center. He was about 2 feet smaller than the Winchester kid.
Yeah.
Winchester did go ahead and get the tap, and they scored, and then Jay County came down. Luke had about a 6-footer on the left side. He hit it, and, of course, the crowd went crazy. But that wasn't the end of the story.
No, the story gets better.
The end of the story was, at the end of the game was about 20-30-point game, and Coach Baumholt decided, I'm going to put Luke back in, especially since the student section was chanting, Luke. And so he put Luke back in, and he missed a three-pointer. He loves to shoot threes.
Yeah.
He missed a three-pointer. Jay County got the rebound, gave it back to him. He hit it. So that set the people off like crazy.
And then he went down the floor. Crazy.
He went down the floor jumping, and then they came back the next possession. This was all in the last minute of play. And he hits another three-pointer.
Oh, I know it. It was so cool.
Then at the end, the kids all swarmed him. And, of course, the student section came out just like we had knocked off number one.
I'm telling you, it was one of the neatest things, the neatest video I've ever seen. So hats off to the Patriots for doing that. And it was really, really cool to see that video of it. And Bubba had sent it out to me and Harold and said, you guys see that? I didn't even know Jay County was playing, which is still a regular season game, right? They're not in tournament yet, right?
Tournament next week.
That was just awesome. And for you to be there and broadcast that game, it had to be really special.
Yeah, it was it was one of the moments I'll always remember, and anybody who was there will always remember.
Oh, without a doubt. The way he was trying to get the crowd into the game after he made that first one was really awesome. And then it was money on that second shot again, and so he ended with 8 points.
Yeah, 8 points in the game.
8 points in the book.
And they were just hoping he'd get one basket.
Sure.
Hey, and you made a nice announcement this week about a special award that's going to be presented in March.
Yeah, we've got a... There's so many different groups and organizations that can get this award, but the Mayor's Award this year is going to go to the Fort Recovery Radio Christmas Gala Club, and with all the work that they've done with raising money and donating to people and families in need, they could have won it every year here, but I wanted to give it to them, and then I find out when the actual awards banquet is, and I'm actually going to be in Phoenix. So I was kind of bummed out when I heard when the awards banquet was. I didn't know when it was. And
March 20th.
Yeah, it's March the 20th, and I'll be actually returning, and I'm not sure I'll make it back for that banquet. I'm kind of hoping to, but...
I don't think they've announced the other award recipients yet.
No. I do know a couple of them, but I'm going to keep it under my hat.
Well, we'll let you keep it under your hat. Hey, we're set to go again. And again, that awards banquet's March 20th. They invite the general public to go, by the way, if you'd like to go. Parkway with the ball. Here's Slusher. He drives in and lays it in. He finally gets a basket.
There he gets a bucket.
And Parkway gets off the snide of not having scored in a quarter. And it's now 14-7, and the game's only a seven-point game. I mean, this game's anybody's game.
Oh, without a doubt.
Third quarter brought to you by Cooper Farms. Check out all the job opportunities at CooperFarmsJobs.com. Shot is missed by Logan Homan, but there is Landon Post to get the rebound, and he lays it in. His first basket tonight.
Nice putback. Kind of came off of Caleb's back there. Went right to Landon. Landon says, hey, I'll knock her down.
Parkway with the ball. Here's Slusher, top of the key, firing and missing. Rebound comes to Kale Rammel. They're going to go with their big guy. They're going to say, hey, this is, you've got the team on your back.
Put it in the hole, baby.
Put it in the hole. Here's Logan Homan hitting a three-pointer. How about that?
Logan Homan.
Logan Homan, a three. He has 5 points tonight.
Into the first three of the game for the Indians.
Parkway with the basketball.
Yeah, Parkway's only got one, too.
Ball's tipped by Kale Rammel, but Parkway got it back. Caden Slusher has it out front. He'll pass it off to Fletcher Smith. Smith will dump it over here to Gabe Schaff. Schaff to Slusher. Slusher passes on the left. No good on a baseline jumper. Rebound Schaff is out of bounds. Going to be given to Fort Recovery. They say Schaff touched it last.
Yeah, I think it ran off his leg here. And he's the only ref I know out there. They call him Ref Rod. He does baseball. He does volleyball. He's into everything.
19-7 now. Indians lead by 12 here in the third quarter on the Cooper Farm scoreboard. Left side it goes to Landon Post. Back out to Caleb Evers. Shoot it, big boy. Up and no good. Rebound comes down. Chased down by Owen Judy. He'll be in the lane. Pops the shot. Got it. Owen Judy continues to roll. 21-7 now. And Owen has 12 points. And Parkway calls timeout again as Coach Doug Hughes is just saying, man, we just can't make any progress
here. He's mad down there right now. He's really ticked off. He had a great game plan coming out of the halftime break. Came out, scored their first possession, and all of a sudden the Indians go on a little run here.
We'll be back in just a moment.
Hi, this is Jerry Kalp of Kalp Pharmacy, a locally owned Health Mart pharmacy. February is Heart Healthy Month, and Kalp Pharmacy is celebrating with a discounted lipid panel every Thursday in February starting at 9 a.m. Kalp Pharmacy in Fort Recovery is offering a discounted fee for the lipid panel of $20, which includes total cholesterol, triglycerides, HDL, and LDL. Registration is required, so pre-register at Kalp Pharmacy by calling 419-375-2092 today. Health Mart, taking the time to listen and care.
And tomorrow's the last opportunity for that, so you're interested, call Calps and see if you can get in tomorrow for that deal on the lipid profile. Here's Slusher with the ball for Parkway back outside. Around the horn, over on the left. There's Schaff going to the hole, and he scores.
Yeah, it was a good drive right there by Gabe Schaff.
He's been their guy tonight.
Yep, give him seven.
And Parkway only has a total of 9 points, 21-9. Indians on top by 12 here in the Cooper Farms third quarter. Landon Post out front, and he tried to pass to Caleb Evers. Caleb wasn't watching. The ball got tapped away, but Fort Recovery came out with it. Left side to Kale Rammel. Indians trying to get to the sectional championship game. There's a foul called on Parkway.
Number 12, Fletcher Smith.
Cooper Farms offers a complete program for your swine, beef, and dairy feeds, plus professional nutritional support as well. Check their livestock feeding program available at Cooper Farms, Fort Recovery, Ohio. Indians with the ball inbounds to Caleb Evers, over to Logan Homan. Owen Judy out front on the left to Landon Post. He feeds it to Logan Homan in the lane, stops, fakes, fires, and misses. Had a nice shot, it just wouldn't go. Rebound comes down to Parkway's Riley Samples. Slusher will pass inside to Schaff. Back outside it goes. 21-9, Parkway needs to start making some headway here. They trail by 12. But a lot of time left, 4:13 left to go.
in this third quarter of play on the Cooper Farm scoreboard. Slusher on the right side. Caden looks for the shot. Can't find it. He backs up. He's being guarded by Landon Post. Coach likes to put Landon on their best guy, and he's done a great job on Slusher.
Yes.
Here's a floater up and in, and a foul's going to be called on for recovery. Scoring on the play was Fletcher Smith. There was a collision after the shot, and some people might have thought it might have been a charge, but not the case. Fletcher scoring.
Three subs coming in here for the Panthers.
At the line for the Panthers of Parkway, Fletcher Smith, a 5'11 sophomore. Dribbles the ball, lets it fly, and it's no good off the back of the rim. Rebound chased down by Landon Post. Post gives it over to Kale Rammel, and Kale will bring it up across the timeline here at St. Mary's Memorial High School.
Do you know, Ron, with 3 minutes and 40 seconds left to go in the third quarter, that was the first free throw of the game.
Really? That's pretty amazing, too.
It's amazing.
Outside Landon Post, Owen Judy with it. That means we haven't shot any yet.
Nope.
And ball's loose, picked up by Evers. On the right side it goes to Logan Homan, out to Owen Judy. In and out, no good. Almost.
Yeah, that maybe was down.
Parkway with the rebound. Here they come. Slusher with it. Caden outside. Caden Slusher. We have held him down tonight.
2 points so far for Slusher.
Left side, back out top. Slusher, he'll pass over on the right. Three-point shot is good by Jacob Rogers, a senior who just came in the game. Well, Coach Hughes said, well, nobody else is hitting. Maybe this kid can.
No doubt. He knocked one down.
Timeout, Fort Recovery. 21-14, Indians lead by 7. Still a lot of time in this game. Only 2:41 left to go here in the third quarter.
B&D Contracting Incorporated of Fort Recovery, Ohio specializes in construction of custom residential houses, multifamily and condo units, also commercial and agricultural buildings too. Dave Kalp of B&D Contracting and his employees have many years of experience to help you build any size project. He'll help you design your home or building from the design to finished product. Call Dave Kalp at B&D Contracting in Fort Recovery at 419-234-2976.
Need a better job where the benefits are great. A family-friendly company with competitive pay. Where people stop and greet me when they see my smiling face. Cooper Farms. It's more than a workplace.
Locations in Van Wert, Fort Recovery, St. Henry, Rossburg, and Coldwater. Start at $15.25 an hour for full-time production. Flexible options available, too. To apply, visit CooperFarmsJobs.com. Cooper Farms, it's more than a workplace.
Once again, that website to check out their job opportunities at CooperFarmsJobs.com. Cooper Farms, our third quarter scoreboard sponsor. The Indians will have the ball, putting it in play here. No pressure by Parkway. Comes in to Logan Homan. To Landon Post.
Parkway going to hang with that 2-3 zone. And guarantee a coach will get him out of that in a hurry.
Owen Judy out front. He'll pass on the left to Kale Rammel. Back to Owen. Yeah, Parkway a 2-3 zone at the moment. Fourteen on the Cooper Farm scoreboard. Indians on top by 7. Indians are in no hurry to
That's what I said. They're
shoot here.
They'll be out of that in no time.
Kale Rammel with the ball. He will pass off to Logan Homan. Drives a little short, missed it, and a foul's going to be called on Parkway as Homan got his own rebound.
Yeah, Logan working his tail off down there.
He was named honorable mention all-conference this week.
Well-deserved.
For a kid that didn't even play last year, I thought that was quite an accomplishment.
Yeah, well-deserved. He played his butt off this summer, this fall and this winter.
Free throw's good by Logan. He will have one more. He is one of the seniors on the Indian team. It's up and good again. Indians widen their gap to 9, 23-14.
Logan Holman comes out. And who went back in? Caleb? No, Daniel. Daniel Patch went back
in the game right now, yep.
So it's Caleb Evers, Owen Judy, Daniel Patch, Cale Rammel, and Landon Post in the lineup at the moment for the Indians. There's a handoff to Slusher. Slusher in the lane, fires the shot and missed it again. I mean, he just can't hit anything tonight. Rebound, Cale Rammel. Boy, dumps it out to Owen Judy.
Some kind of work there by Cale getting that rebound, and he was falling, and he threw it out half court to Owen.
Owen will pass on the left to Landon Post. The winner tonight plays Lima Perry in the sectional championship on Friday night, and there is a foul called on Parkway trying to steal the ball away was Trevor Stearns. That's number two on him. Here comes Logan Holman back in, and Caleb Evers will take a rest. You better believe the Indians remember what happened last Friday when they were ahead by about 15 points.
I guarantee you they haven't forgot that one.
Cale Rammel turns, fires, hit. There you go, Cale. Cale Rammel with 4 points tonight. He's been kind of quiet. Here's an outside shot by Parkway. It's good. That was scored by Slusher. He finally got a three-pointer to go. It's his first three of the night.
First three of the night for Caden Slusher. Give him five. Ball game.
25-17 now. Indians with the ball with 40 seconds left to go. They may just try to salt the clock away here. Daniel Patch on the left. Dribbles the ball. Stops. Feeds back over here to Landon Post. Right side, back out the post, back over to Daniel Patch. Cale Rammel with it. Here's Landon Post, down to 16 seconds. Owen Judy, he'll feed inside to Cale Rammel. Turns, stops, fires, and misses. Cale tips the rebound. Daniel Patch got it, puts it up no good. Tipped around by Logan Holman, and a foul's going to be called on somebody.
Yeah, that was getting pretty rough down there, pretty physical.
Going to call on Parkway. Parkway can't believe it. So was that on?
I don't know.
I think it was on. I think it was on Gabe Schaff.
He's taking number 45 out. That is Chase Heikamp, but I don't know who the foul was on.
Yeah, I think it was on Schaff, maybe. Here's the inbounds pass to Caleb Evers. He scores right at the gun. Sweet. And the Indians go ahead by 10. Caleb Evers with his first basket of the night tonight. How about
perfect
that?
Perfect timing, I can tell you that.
27-17 the score. Indians on top by 10 after 3. Thanks again to Cooper Farms for being our third quarter scoreboard sponsor. Cooper Farms, once again, more than a workplace. Check out their job opportunities at CooperFarmsJobs.com. Dave and I will be back with the fourth and final quarter right after this.
Here at Hall Brothers, your local Case IH dealer, we want you to put the very best into your machine so you can get the very best out of your machine. Choose to use CNH Industrial Genuine Parts. Only CNH Industrial Genuine Parts are specifically engineered to fit and function perfectly with your Case IH equipment. They deliver the performance your business demands while giving you the durability your schedule depends on. So when you want to maximize your performance, go with the original. CNH Industrial Genuine Parts. To find CNH Industrial Genuine Parts, visit Hall Brothers in Fort Recovery.
Judy's Landscaping is ready to serve your landscaping needs. Whether you need a complete new lawn or landscape installation, or just a fresh new layer of mulch, Judy's Landscaping can handle all of your landscaping projects this season. Call Judy's Landscaping at 419-375-2304 or stop by Judy's office 2 miles north of Fort Recovery, Ohio, and see what's available for you. Call Judy's Landscaping, 419-375-2304. Judy's Landscaping would like to wish the best of luck to the Fort Recovery boys basketball team and player Owen Judy.
Well, we start the fourth quarter. Indians have the ball, leading by 10, 27-17. Indians held Parkway to no points in the second quarter. They did score 12 points in that third quarter. Landon Post back over to Cale Rammel. Our fourth quarter brought to you by the Fort Recovery Lumber Company, serving our community for more than 100 years. Fort Recovery Lumber Company, for quality building materials, is Fort Recovery Lumber. Outside to Owen Judy, now to Daniel Post. Left side to Kale Rammel. He'll feed Owen Judy, cutting to the hole. Couldn't grab the ball. It's loose, and it's going to be given to Parkway.
Going to be Parkway ball. That's first turnover of the half for the Indians.
Excellent second half so far. They don't have that many really for the whole game, do they?
Nope. That's only our sixth turnover of the game. We had three of them in like the first couple minutes of the game.
Parkway with the basketball here in the Fort Recovery Lumber fourth quarter. Ball's loose, stolen by Fort Recovery. Owen Judy has the basketball. He will feed to Cale Rammel at the center circle. 6:52 to go on the Fort Recovery Lumber Company fourth quarter scoreboard. Landon Post to Daniel Patch. He's closely guarded by Stearns. Back over to Owen Judy. Judy back to Patch. Patch will dribble down, stops, feeds back to Cale Rammel. Rammel spins, stops at the free throw line. Right side to Caleb Evers. Back out to Cale Rammel. Rammel will fire and hit. Cale Rammel's been kept fairly quiet tonight. That's his 6 point now.
He has got 6 points, but he's also got 9 rebounds.
Yes, he has. That makes the score 29-17. Indians by 12. And here is a foul called on Fort Recovery.
It's going to be on Landon. That's going to be called on Owen Judy. He came over to help Landon a little bit on Slauson.
They have the fanciest scoreboards here. I have never seen a scoreboard like this at a high school game. Up and no good by Slusher on the right side. Rebound's loose. Cale dropped the ball, and it's picked up by Caleb Evers. Evers handed it back over to Cale Rammel, and here is Troy Homan, who's in the game. Cale Rammel out front. Passing on the right to Troy. Troy Homan dribbling. Pass Slusher. And there's a foul called on somebody. No, a timeout.
Timeout maybe by Coach Melton, yep.
Timeout by Coach Jim Melton. We'll be back here in just a moment in the Fort Recovery Lumber fourth quarter.
When it comes to quality building materials for your construction or remodeling project, you can always depend on the Fort Recovery Lumber Company. Fort Recovery Lumber carries the finest in lumber of all types. And if you need a project design, the professionals at Fort Recovery Lumber Company can do that too. And then provide you with quality building materials to construct your project. The Fort Recovery Lumber Company, Fort Recovery, Ohio, serving area residents for more than 100 years.
When you trust your money to a bank, you want to be sure it's in an account that's right for you. At the St. Henry Bank, we are your everyday bank for your everyday busy lifestyle. And we offer a variety of both personal and business checking accounts. And we take pride in helping you decide what type of account best suits your needs. Stop in and see us today. The St. Henry Bank in St. Henry and Maria Stein.
We take pride in taking care of you.
The St. Henry Bank, large enough to serve you, small enough to know you. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Rob Weaver, Dave Kaup back here at the Memorial High School Gymnasium at St. Mary's, Ohio. Beautiful school. 29-17, Indians lead by 12. Really didn't think it was going to be this kind of a game. But
no, I was just thinking the same thing. If somebody tell me the Indians got 29 points, 6 minutes to go. Nice left-handed hook shot by Caleb Evers. That's his signature shot, Rob.
Caleb hooks it in. 4 points for Caleb. Indians now lead 31-17. Slusher with the ball for Parkway. Takes the three-pointer. He just cannot hit anything tonight. We have held him down all night. And he really has had some decent shots. Just,
yeah, he's had
not
some good
going.
Hooks. Yeah, he had good looks.
Just not going down.
Big Cale now with 10 rebounds.
Cale dribbles the basketball, stops top of the key on the left to Daniel Patch, inside to Caleb Evers, who misses the layup. Rebound.
Look who
Troy
came
Homan.
Through and in there.
Troy Homan stole the rebound away. Here's Cale Rammel back outside to Daniel Patch. Now to Owen Judy. Owen had his heroics early in the game.
Yep, he'd been a little quiet here in the second half.
Foul is called on Parkway.
on Fletcher Smith. Yeah, they're not too far away here from having the foul and trying to make us make some free throws. We're up by 14.
4:48 left to go in the game. Indians setting pretty good situation here. If we win, we'll play Lima Perry on Friday. That'll be a horse race.
That will be a horse race. I was looking at their roster, and they're not big. I mean, we're much bigger than them. Their biggest guy is 6'3 in the roster.
Troy Holman right side to Cale Rammel. Evers down to Troy Holman. Fakes, puts the shot up, blocked, got his own rebound, knocks it off the leg of Parkway.
Wow, nice.
No, they say it went off of Troy. Troy knocked it off the leg of Parkway's Trent Rollins, but then it, the official said it hit Troy when he was standing out of bounds.
If he'd have just went up that first time with that shot, he probably would have got it, but he went with a head fake and gave that other guy time to set his feet. He had an easy block on him.
Indians leading 31-17. Here's a shot in and out, no good. They just can't hit anything. Missing that shot for Parkway was Trent Rollins.
Went off the hands of Cale and out of bounds. Parkway keeps the possession.
31-17. Parkway had 5 points in the first quarter, no points in the second quarter. How many in the third? 12, I think.
They had 12, yeah. They haven't scored yet in the fourth quarter.
Wow. And here's a ball stolen by Fort Recovery. Logan Holman to Owen Judy, and he is fouled. Owen will, I don't know if they're going to call that a shooting foul or not.
Let's
see. We will find out. Nope, they say it was not.
On Samples. His first foul, team sixth. Indians have 1-1 on the next foul.
Logan, or I should say Landon Post tossing it in to Cale Rammel. Cale dribbling the basketball, goes down the right side, stops, feeds it off to Daniel Patch. Cale gets it back, back out top to Owen Judy. Owen cross-court pass to Landon Post. Post dribbles down the lane, and he stops. Back outside to Cale Rammel. Rammel drives down the right of the lane. 10-footer, no good. Man. Rebound swiped away by Logan Holman.
Logan again, offensive board, folks. He's just got a knack for knowing where to be.
Down to 3:18 now. Indians with the ball on the Fort Recovery Lumber fourth quarter scoreboard.
They are making Parkway chase them all over the floor right now. Parkway boys getting tired.
There's a drive by Landon Post.
Hello.
He scores, and he's fouled
one.
On the play.
Look at him. He is fired up, baby.
Landon Post gets the basket, and he'll be at the free throw line.
Lull him to sleep, and then bust for the rack.
You know, the Fort Recovery Lumber Company has insulated windows and doors if you're wanting to save on your energy costs. Check with Fort Recovery Lumber Company about your various options on those insulated windows and doors, where you'll always find quality building materials. Fort Recovery Lumber Company, Fort Recovery, Ohio. Landon Post at the free throw line. It's up and no good off the back of the rim. Rebound, Daniel Patch. Logan Holman out to Owen Judy. Just nothing is going Parkway's way. I mean nothing. And there is a foul called on Slusher of Parkway.
Now I want to go to the line. 1-1.
At the line, Owen Judy. He has a total of 12 points on the night. Puts it up, and it's no good.
Rebound
to Logan Holman. But we're just getting Holman. A rebound after rebound after rebound.
Yeah, how about that?
Cale Rammel drives down the lane, feeds off to Daniel Patch. Indians just eating some clock here with 2:30 to go in the game. Here's Landon Post coming down. Gives over to Owen Judy. Owen will fire the shot, miss it. Rebound tipped out, but Fort Recovery got the rebound. I mean, nothing goes Parkway's way.
They're just frustrated out there right now.
Landon Post came up with the ball, and he'll be at the line as he was fouled.
Landon Landon will go to the line now. The Indians only 2-4 from the free throw line. Parkway 0-1 in this ball game from the line.
Landon hits the free throw.
That was a better stroke right there.
5 points now for Landon. Puts it up. No good off the back of the rim. Rebound comes to Trevor Stearns. He'll hand it off. Here come the Parkway Panthers. Right side to Jacob Rogers. To Stearns. Here's Slusher firing a three, and it won't go down for him. It just won't go down for him. Rebound Owen Judy. Down he comes. He'll put it up. He'll miss. And saved by Landon Post to Daniel Patch. Great effort by Landon
Absolutely.
Post.
How about that?
In our fourth quarter scoreboard sponsor, Fort Recovery Lumber Company. 34-17 the score. Indians on top. And there's a foul called on Parkway. It's going to be called on Jacob Rogers. You know, the team of craftsmen and designers are at Fort Recovery Lumber to help you get your project going. Their draftsmen will take your project ideas, design the project for you, and then they'll provide you with the quality building materials to make that project a reality. Fort Recovery Lumber Company, Fort Recovery, Ohio. Cale Rammel puts it up and in.
Looks like Mr. Sluss is coming out here for his last time.
And he is a senior.
Yep.
Second free throw is no good by Cale. He hits one of two, 35-17. What a way to end your senior year to have such a tough shooting night. Led the conference in scoring this year, but boy, tonight, he just could not get anything to fall.
At the end of the bench, put his head down like, man, oh, man.
Parkway with the ball. They're not going to win this game. Fort Recovery is going to be in the championship game on Friday. We'll have it here on the radio for you Friday night and on FortRecoveryRadio.com. Shots no good by Parkway. Rebound Fort Recovery.
Patchy now with four rebounds for the night.
Left side to Logan Homan. Well, stick around. We'll have Coach Melton coming up after the game. Ball's tipped away, and a foul's going to be called, I think, on Parkway.
I think it's going to be on Cale.
Oh, it is going to be on Cale. Yeah. Cale Rammel picks up the foul.
There's a turnover on the Indians. That gives us eight for the night.
Fort Recovery Lumber Company, your fourth quarter scoreboard sponsor. It's a happy scoreboard. Free throw's up, no good. Or I should say the shot is up, no good. 35-17. And Parkway got the rebound of their own missed shot. Indians are leading here, 35-17. And there's an offensive foul.
I was going to say, something funky there.
Jacob Rogers shoved off with his forearm. 39 seconds left. Troy Hillman comes in.
Riley Heiser coming in off the bench. Senior for the Indians, coming in for Landon Post, getting a big hand.
Riley had a nice night on senior night the other day.
You bet he did. Indian faithful giving good hand here to Landon Post. He played a whale of a ball game tonight, held that Sluster kid to 5 points. Some more seniors coming out here for the Panthers.
39 seconds on the scoreboard clock on the Fort Recovery Lumber Company fourth quarter. Troy Homan brings it up over to Daniel Patch. Back to Homan. Troy dribbling the ball, passing on the left side to Logan Homan. Back out to Riley Heiser. Fans want him to shoot the ball.
Well, he's a long way from the hole.
Troy Homan to Daniel Patch. Back to Troy.
I don't think the Indians are going to shoot anymore.
I don't think they are. And a ball stolen by Parkway. Down they come. It's up and in. Scoring for the Panthers there was Devin Crouch. And that's the end of the ball game. The final score, 35-19. Indians win here.
Final score.
at Memorial High School at St. Mary's. They're off to the championship game of the sectional on Friday night at 7:30, taking on Lima Perry, a tough team indeed. Parkway just could not get on track tonight. The Indians were on. The Indians' tough defense handled them all night. We'll be back in a moment here at Memorial High School. Thanks to Fort Recovery Lumber for being our fourth quarter scoreboard sponsor.
Do you want to go to work somewhere that's more than a workplace? Look no further than Cooper Farms, where their competitive pay and superb workforce will make you feel like part of the family from day one. Cooper Farms has locations in Van Wert, Paulding, and Mercer counties, and positions are open for all work styles. Whether you need a full-time job with competitive pay and excellent benefits, or you need a flexible part-time position that allows you to set your own hours, Cooper Farms is the place for you to pursue your next career. Visit CooperFarmsJobs.com to find your new job today. Cooper Farms, more than a workplace.
JR Manufacturing is a proud sponsor of Indian Athletics. One of the world's leading suppliers of automotive safety and seating products, JR Manufacturing is a dynamic and rapidly growing company offering many employment opportunities for top-notch talent. Find specific openings for employment on the Hometown Opportunities website or jrmanufacturing.net. JR Manufacturing, a big company with a hometown touch. Best wishes to the Fort Recovery Indians. Coors Welding and Steel, just north of Fort Recovery on State Route 49, would like to salute the Fort Recovery Indians on a winning season. Coors Welding is an expert in commercial welding and steel fabrication with a portable shop that can come directly to your farm or business. When you need specialized welding and brazing or steel fabrication, the place to go is Coors Welding, just 2 miles north of Fort Recovery on State Route 49. And proud of our Fort Recovery Indian basketball teams. Coors Welding.
When it comes to quality building materials for your construction or remodeling project, you can always depend on the Fort Recovery Lumber Company. Fort Recovery Lumber carries the finest in lumber of all types. And if you need a project design, the professionals at Fort Recovery Lumber Company can do that too. And then provide you with quality building materials to construct your project. The Fort Recovery Lumber Company, Fort Recovery, Ohio, serving area residents for more than 100 years.
There goes Bob Stogler out there with the scorebook in his hand. He's a loyal Indian.
Yep, probably taking her to the coach here, I'm assuming. Taking her back to my own locker room. Congratulate the boys. And I called him. I got home a little bit tardy from work. I said, "You hit the road yet?" He said, "Yep." He said, "I got a whole carload of ladies heading over to the game." I said, "Well, I'm glad I go by myself then." So pretty funny. He said, "I might go home with you."
Well, give us the stats. It won't take you a whole long time tonight.
No, it will not. I tell you what, the Indians had some stifling defense here against the Parkway Panthers tonight to hold them to 19 points. You know, like you said, Rob, they scored 5 points in the first quarter. We held them to zero in the second quarter. Their biggest quarter was 12, and they had that in the third quarter, and they didn't score until the end of the fourth quarter right there. That 2 points there on that steal, that was their only 2 points in the fourth quarter for a total of 19. For the Indians, they picked up 6 in the first. They picked up 8. They had a 14-5 lead at halftime. They had 13 points in the third quarter, picked up 8 for a total of 35 for the ball game. Scoring-wise for the Indians, they were led tonight by Owen Giudio and had 10 in the first half. He only ended up with 12. I take that back, 13. He had a free throw. So he was our leading scorer with 13. A couple guys with 7. That was Cale Rammel and Logan Homan. The other thing with Cale had 11 rebounds. He had a nice night on the boards.
11 rebounds.
11 rebounds. Caleb Evers had 4 points. Landon Post had 5. Had a great game. For Parkway, they was led in scoring by Gabe Schaff. He had all 5 points of the game in the first half. He ended up with 7. Caden Slusser, the league-leading scorer, ended up with 5. Fletcher Smith had 2. The Rogers boy, he nailed a 3 there in the third quarter to give him 3 points for the game, and Devin Crouch had 2 for a total of 19. We out-rebounded the boys 30-16, according to the unofficial books. Both teams had 9 turnovers, and Indians move on to play on Friday night against Lima Perry. So we're joined up here by Coach, and I'll give him my headset, and
okay.
You can talk to him.
All righty. is we do have Jim Melton here with us, the head coach of the Fort Recovery Indians. And congratulations, Jim. Nice win tonight. And I know you say Landon's my guy to shut down the opponent's top guy. And, boy, he did that tonight.
He zoned up on that role. You know, since I've came back, I've challenged him with that role. I mean, you go down the line through our schedule here as of late, you know, the Maurer kid from Fort Laramie. I mean, you can just name him off. He's done his job. He's had help underneath there, as you've seen with Owen. And, you know, how about Logan Homan and his efforts tonight?
Oh, yeah.
On the glass and, you know, even Landon on the glass. Cale Rammel was a beast on the glass. And, I mean, you know, and then Owen got us going. Our transition kind of helped us, you know, get a little breathing room there early on. And you know, hey, if we don't give up that layup at the end, I believe we held them scoreless two quarters.
Yeah.
So, you know, we were really honed in on our defensive game plan and what we wanted to do and shut Slusher and Schaaf down.
Yeah, 0 points in the second quarter and only two in the last quarter, and those came right at the end. And pretty amazing, you hold a MAC team to 5 points at a halftime. I mean, that's just unbelievable.
Yeah, it's guys are. I'm telling you, we're starting to figure out who we are, our identity. It's getting there. We're getting there.
Well, I can bet you that Lima Perry's never seen a defense like this. So we'll find out on Friday.
We'll find out. You know, it'll be a sleepless night and morning for me to, you know, we got to get ready for, what are they, the Commodores? Is that what they are? Yeah, so we got to get ready for them. They're a nice team. They've had a great season. It's going to be a battle for a sectional championship.
Yeah, 18-5, and they beat their opponent, Lima Temple, by 61-25 score earlier tonight. So Indians and, again, Lima Perry on Friday at 7:30. You fans come over and support the kids. Really nice, solid win tonight. You didn't really have any lulls in the game. You played solid throughout the entire game.
I mean, you know, I felt like we got off to a little bit of a sluggish start. We had four turnovers in the first quarter. We gave up two offensive rebounds in that one possession early on. And then once we settled down, we were fine after that.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, congratulations, Jim. And, again, go get them on Friday.
Will do. Thanks, Rob.
Uh-huh. Jim Melton, head coach of the Fort Recovery Indians, here with us tonight. As the Indians defeat the Parkway Panthers by a score of 35-19. Indians are 15-7 on the year now. Again, Lima Perry, they are 18-5. For Dave Kalp, Rob Weaver, and for our studio producers, Eric Cadley at the radio station and Neil Spencer here at the game site for FortRecoveryRadio.com, I'm Rob Weaver saying good night, everybody.
Listening to Fort Recovery Indians basketball on J Country 101 Radio. Tonight's special sports coverage was brought to you in part by community-minded sponsors and the J Country 101 Sports Department. WPGW-FM, Portland, Indiana, your sports station for East Central Indiana and Western Ohio.
Coverage on Fort Recovery Radio was being brought to you by
WPGW AM and FM Portland.